growing up in America as an Asian American is quite difficult in many ways.
在美国作为一个亚裔少年长大不是件很容易的事情。
But just as difficult, I can imagine, is parenting Asian American children.
同样困难的我想是作为亚裔父母亲教养孩子。
It seems to me that there is one concept that we all struggle with, and I challenge whether it's biblical or not.
好像我们大家都有在某一个观念上面有挣扎，同时我也怀疑这个观念是否是符合圣经的。
So I wonder how many of you have heard this kind of equation or believe it in some form or another.
不知道大家是否听说过或者甚至相信这样的一个公式。
Yeah, two slides over. A good parent equals good children.
就是好的父母亲等于好的孩子。
How many of us grow a little anxious looking at this equation?
在座的大家如果看到这个方程式的时候，有没有心里觉得有点紧张？
And often we don't ask the question, does good mean good or does it mean well-behaved?
通常我们并没有问这个问题，就是这里面指的好是到底是指好呢，还是指就是表现外表的表现而已。
Because if we're looking at biblically good, it comes with its persecution, its risks, its trials, its difficulty.
因为我们讲到圣经里面讲到好良善的时候，都会是因着逼迫危险和各种各样的困难而带来的。
My guess is that only parents with well-behaved children believe this.
我觉得只有那些有表现良好的孩子的父母亲才会相信这个公式。
Because here's how we've actually changed the equation.
因为这个公式其实应该这样换成这样的。
那不是应该。
就是有的人心里面是这样想的。
That good children equals good parent.
就是好的孩子等于是好的父母亲。
Our spiritual, our moral, our social status have been placed upon our children.
所以我们的属灵的或者是道德上或者是社会上的地位是取决于我们的孩子怎么样。
So we feel a kind of shame when they misbehave.
所以如果他们表现不好的话，我们就会觉得很羞耻。
Their good behavior suggests to everyone that we are good parents.
所以他们如果表现良好的话，那么就告诉大家说我们是好的父母亲。
How many of us are tired of this equation?
在座的有没有觉得这个有点太劳人伤，让人伤神了？
Some of us have been pushed to the other extreme and we've given up.
有些父母亲以至于走到另一个极端，就完全放弃了。
We're tired of feeling guilty.
我们不愿意再让自己觉得内心有罪恶感。
Nothing I do will ever change my kid.
不管我做什么都不会改变我自己的孩子。
So we say, I don't know what's wrong with my kid. It's not my problem.
所以我们就会说，我也不知道我孩子到底怎么回事，反正不是我的问题。
Maybe somebody else can fix them.
也许有其他人能够帮我来把他们纠正过来。
Now here's the major problem with us in Christian circles.
在我们基督徒圈里面有这样一个很大的问题。
In our minds, a well-behaved kid equates to godly behaving children, or godly believing children.
在我们心里面，就是如果你外表表现良好的话，意思就是你是内心敬神的。
Newsflash, well-behaved does not equate to godly.
我给大家带一个不好的消息，就是表现良好的孩子并不等于是属神的孩子。
Well-behaved does not mean a God-fearer, a Christ-truster, a Spirit follower.
表现良好并不等于说他是敬畏神信从基督和属灵的儿子。
If you've ever been tired of this equation, if you've ever been confused because the system really doesn't work, you're not alone.
所以如果你已经觉得厌倦了这个公式，你觉得这个整个系统对你并不起作用，那你并不是有很多人有同样想法。
So let us seek the Lord in prayer together now as we enter into His Word.
所以我们一起来在神面前祷告。
So Father, this morning we seek to understand our human limitations.
天父，我们今天早晨在这里，我们试图来理解我们属人的各种各样的界限。
As parents, as people.
作为父母亲，作为人。
We seek to understand the immense trust we need to have in you.
我们试图理解我们在你身上应该放上多大的信任。
Help us to understand our boundaries.
我们理解我们各自的边界。
Knowing that you are God and we are not.
我们知道你是神而我们不是。
Help us to reconcile with these difficulties.
让我们能够调和这些困难的地方。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. If you've ever read through the book of Ephesians and Romans, you probably have seen a significant resemblance between these two books.
如果你读过以弗所书和罗马书的话，你可能会认识到这两本书有很多相近的地方。
Ephesians is known by many as a mini Romans.
很多人把以弗所书叫成小罗马书。
You'll see the similarity in that the first half is always theological foundation.
这两本书共同特点就是前半部分都是打下了神学的基础。
And then the second half is that explicit application.
而在后半部分就是外在的应用这些神学原则。
In Romans it starts in chapter 12 and in Ephesians it starts in chapter 4.
在罗马书里从第十二章开始应用，在以弗所书里面是在第四章开始。
What we also know in Ephesians, and what we must assume of Scripture, is that it is written to God's kingdom people.
同时我们要意识到保罗在这里，这两封书信都是写给属神天国的人。
People who have put their faith and trust in Jesus for the atonement of sin and resurrection life.
也就是那些相信耶稣用血来挽回他们的罪，还有给他们一个复活生命的。
And so the picture here is that we are given the gospel, and the gospel transforms us so that we may live in Him and be changed by Him.
所以这里面的一个景象就是我们相信那个福音，福音改变了我们的生命，让我们有新的方式生活。
So if you have your Bibles open and you flip back to from chapter 6 to chapter 5, you will see a three-part application of the gospel.
如果你把圣经从第六章翻回到第五章的话，你会看到。有三个部分来应用这个福音。
There are daily relationships that we call the household code of Christ-centered conduct.
我们把它称作是以基督为中心的每日的家庭作则。
It's the wife and the husband.
是夫妻之间。
The child and the parent.
父子之间。
And the slave and the master.
奴隶和主人之间。
We also know that in the context, the greater responsibility is always placed on the second person in each set.
在所有这些关系里面，我们看到圣经都是把责任放在次要的主要的那一方，就是丈夫、父母或者是主人。
So the responsibility is on the husband to love, the parent to raise up, and the master to render service with goodwill.
也就是说，要丈夫呢先来爱。要父母亲要养育孩子，还有主人要善待他们的奴隶。
So let me ask you before I continue, how many husbands this week showed your wives extra love?
所以我想问问在座的丈夫们，有没有这个礼拜对你的太太多表示一些爱呢？
How many of you, your wives are poking you in the side right now?
你们在座的太太有没有在捅你们？
How many wives don't feel like Valentine's needs to be special because you feel so loved each and every day?
有多少太太觉得说，每天我丈夫如此的爱我，以至于情人节也并不过如此。
Pastor Victor, I thought this was a Children's Month sermon.
宋博士，宋牧师，我觉得今天是应该是讲儿童的嘛。
Why are you calling me out?
为什么今天讲我父母做丈夫的？
Because you need to understand the context.
因为我们要先要看这上下文。
And the weight of the responsibility is placed on the parent.
因为在这个上下文里面，责任的重方是在父母那一边。
And finally, before we dive in, let's be clear that our children are not slaves and we are not masters.
在我们更深入看细节以前，让我们先确定说，孩子不是我们的奴隶，我们也不是他们的主人。
We are not, they are not our employees, and we are not their bosses.
他们不是受雇于我们，我们也不是他们的老板。
They are not our servants, and we are not their lords.
他们也不是我们的仆人，我们也不是他们的主人。
So, our passage today says this, that the Christ-centered child-parent relationship must be bound together in each other's relationship to the Lord.
所以我们今天的主题就是 以基督为中心的父子关系一定要包含在维系在各自跟神的关系中间。
There are two commands, the first one in verse 1 through 3, and the second in verse 4.
一共有两个命令，第一个是在1到3节，第二个是在第4节。
So let's take a look at the first one.
所以我们先看第一个。
And if we look at our passage, children obey their parents in the Lord because obedience is proper for the believer, for this promise is from the Lord.
这里的经文讲说，做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Notice here, Paul directly addresses the children.
我们注意到保罗这里面直接对孩子讲话。
Paul is recognizing these children as human beings.
也就是说，保罗把这些孩子直接当成人来讲话。
Who have their own will.
他们有自己的意志。
Who are called to obey.
他们他要他们来遵从。
He doesn't say, parents, command your children, your son, your daughter.
他并没有说，父母呀，你要告诉你的儿子要来遵从。
Paul addresses them directly.
而是保罗直接对孩子们讲话。
He raises their value in the church.
他把他们在教会里的地位提高。
See, here's what we often do with scripture.
通常我们看经文时是这样的。
We say, see, the Bible backs up my ideas.
所以你看，圣经里是这样讲的，跟我讲的一样。
We justify our actions using scripture.
所以我们用圣经来证明我们做的是对的。
Husbands, have you ever gone to your wife to say, see, the Bible tells you you need to submit to me?
做丈夫的也没有没有去跟你的太太讲说，你看圣经里面这样讲的，你要服从我。
We know where you're sleeping tonight if you do.
我们知道今天晚上你大概会在哪里睡觉，如果你这样跟太太讲话的话。
Probably on the couch, right?
也许是在沙发上讲睡觉。
Wives, how many times have you gone to your husband and said, "See, the Bible says you have the greater responsibility to love me."
或者做太太的你们跑到丈夫那里说，哎，你看圣经上讲说你有更大的责任。
And then when they try, you say, "Well, I want you to want to love me."
所以当你的丈夫试图要爱你的，你会这样说说。我想让你自己觉得你要爱我。
Not because I told you to love me.
而不是说我告诉你说你要爱我。
How often does that work?
这样的有效吗？这样的方式。
And yet, how many times do we go to our children and say, "Look, Scripture says, obey your parents."
但通常我们会对我们的孩子们讲，哎，你看圣经上这样讲，你要遵从我。
And so, as we look at the text, we need to be mindful that Paul addresses the children individually.
所以我们看到这段经文的时候，我们一定要明白这一点，就是保罗对孩子们是直接讲话的。
And as we're looking at the text, we also see three incorrect assumptions. We have three incorrect assumptions.
同时我们也看到在经文里面，他指出有三个不正确的假设。
First, that Paul is talking about children obeying Christian parents.
第一个就是孩子是不是只要遵从基督徒的父母亲。
But in reality, what Paul is saying is that obeying parents is a display of our obedience to the Heavenly Father.
而实际上保罗指出说遵从父母亲是因为我们认为我们有一个天父在上。
And we see that Christian children obey their parents whether they are Christian or not.
所以作为基督徒的孩子，你遵从父母，不管他是不是基督徒。
We have to see that all obedience is in line with whether we are obeying the Lord.
所以所有的遵从都是基于说我们是不是在主里面遵从。
So what you find here is that Christ following children obey parents as they are recognizing and obeying God.
也就是说信基督的孩子们在主里面信从遵从他们的父母亲。
The second assumption we make is that obedience to their parents never is in conflict with obedience to the Lord.
第二个误区就是我们认为说遵从父母亲跟遵从主耶稣是不矛盾的。
It should be to obey whatever I say.
所以不管父母亲说什么，我都要去遵从。
But in fact, what do we find here in Scripture?That often our commands to our children do not align with God's commands.
但是我们在经文里面看到，做父母的发出的指令，
通
常跟圣经是有矛盾的。
And we often struggle with this because we don't want to admit that our commands are not aligned to God's commands.
我们不愿意承认这一点，就是我们给孩子的命令跟圣经是不一样的。
So one commentary says this: the text actually assumes the ideal.
所以有一个解经的书是这样说的，说这里面的经文是假设所有情况都是理想的。
What if the reality is far worse?
假如现实是比这要糟糕的多怎么办？
The less integrity a parent has, the more difficult it becomes to honor them.
所以如果一个父母亲他没有一个正直，那在心的话，那么敬重他就更加困难。
At times, honor may even be reduced to honor for the office rather than the person.
所以通常有时候我们会说，敬重只是敬重他那个做父母的地位，而不是说做父母的那个人。
You see, showing honor should not distort the truth.
但是我们知道，当我们讲到敬重的时候，我们不应该来曲解那个真理。
The guideline here, as in all of Ephesians, is to speak the truth in love.
所以在整个以弗所书里面，他讲的一个指导意义就是说，我们要在爱里面，要在真理里面讲爱。
So where the parents' will conflicts with God's will, children must obey God rather than man.
所以当父母亲的意愿跟神的意愿相违的时候，我们应该遵从神，而不是遵从人。
So the obedience to the commands of the Lord is primary and never negates showing true honor to parents.
所以遵从神是主要的，不应该以此来跟遵从父母亲来作对。
And then the third assumption is that it will go well with you personally in the land.
第三呢，假设就是如果你孝敬父母的话，会为你带福。
See, son or daughter, you should obey me because it means that you will have a long life and things will be good.
所以做儿女的，如果你孝顺我的话，你们自己也会长寿。
But this obedience goes further than my personal benefit.
但是这里讲的顺从，其实不只是从我个人来讲是有好处的。
Children obey their parents because it will be good and in ordering society, intergenerational relationships and community.
因为儿女孝顺父母，其实是对整个社区、对整个集体都是有好处的。
Often the concern for obedience is purely whether it's going to benefit me personally.
通常我们讲到孝顺的时候，就会想到的第一是对我们自己有没有什么好处。
But this is not the benefit that God shows us in His Word.
但是神在这里圣经里面讲的好处不在于此。
The benefit extends to their friends, their families, their brothers and sisters in the church.
这个益处甚至是到了他朋友。父母亲、亲戚，或者是属灵的家庭。
So the reason is not for personal gain, but communal gain.
所以这里面的要点不是说个人能受益什么，而是团体的受益。
Children obey their parents with a perspective that is good for community and society.
所以孩子孝顺父母要怀着这样一个观念，就是对整个团体是有好处的。
So here are there are three correct assumptions that I have on the.Keep going. Yeah, the three correct ones. So how does this gospel change a child? There are three questions. Is their obedience a display of their obedience to Christ first and foremost?
所以有三个问题要问，就是孩子的孝顺是不是表现出他们首先是顺从基督呢？
Second, is their obedience in line with the commands and teachings of our Savior?
第二条就是他们的顺从是不是是依照主耶稣的教训呢？
Third, is their obedience for their good alone or for the good of their neighbor?
第三点就是他们的孝顺只是对他们个人有好处吗？还是对所有的邻舍都有好处？
So we read this passage and we ask the question, why does it apply to us?
当我们读这个经文的时候，可以问一下，这个对我们有什么用途吗？
Because here's the reality, every one of us is a child, even though not all of us are parents.
现实是我们所有的人都是子女，但是不是所有的人都是父母亲。
So the question for you that I have for you, the retiree.
所以我对那些已经退休的人。
For the single parent.
或者是单亲妈，单亲父母。
For the never married.
或者你从来没有结婚的。
whose parents, sorry, those of you whose parents have even passed on,
甚至你的父母亲已经去世的,
have you fostered in yourself a heart of obedience to your parents in the Lord?
你们在心里有没有存着敬孝敬父母的心呢?
Because the biblical view for all of us is a lifelong honor and obedience to the Lord, or in the Lord to our parents.
因为圣经里面跟我们讲要一生来孝顺父母在主里。
So it doesn't matter if you're 14 or 40.
不管你是14岁还是40岁。
Or if you're going to school or have a job.
不管你是还在上学还是已经工作。
You are called to honor your parents.
你都被要求要在主里孝顺父母。
We see this evidenced with Jesus and the Pharisees.
我们在主耶稣跟法利赛人的交往中也看到这点。
Because in their vow said that I don't need to honor my parents because all of that money, all of those goods, they're going to God.
因为我们看到法利赛人玩这样的花招，就是我不用孝顺我的父母了，因为我所有的钱都已经发誓归给神了。
And very clearly, Jesus rebuked them.
耶稣很清楚的来指责了他们这一点。
So last year I was on sabbatical.
去年我在过安息年。
And as I was visiting my cousin near San Jose, San Francisco area.
我在圣何塞旧金山一带拜访我的表兄弟。
And my cousin decided to give my mom a 红包。
所以我的表兄弟决定给我妈妈一个红包。
I was shocked.
我很震惊。
What's going on?
怎么回事？
Come to find out that those who of this generation are now working ought to honor their parents by giving them a 红包, especially when they retire.
我才知道说习俗是我们这一代我们工作了以后就应该给父母亲一个红包。
So I tried to carry on the tradition.
所以我试图把这个传统能够继续下去。
My uncle said to me, I feel old today.
我的叔叔跟我说我觉得我今年很老了。
But are we taking care of our parents?
我们有没有照管好我们自己的父母亲?
Are we honoring them?
我们有没有孝顺他们?
Are we obeying them even though they may not be believers?
我们有没有遵守他们,即便他们还不是信神的?
Knowing first and foremost we obey the Lord.
因为我们知道我们首先是在主里面孝顺。
And for many of you, if your parents have passed on, do you recall the wisdom of experience and life that you can cherish and give God praise for?
当这在座如果有你父母亲已经过世的，你有没有回想起他们那些闪光的那些教训，以至于这些人生的经验可以传承下去
？That God has used them in some way or some form to bring you into knowledge and to the place where you know Jesus.
神有没有利用他们生活中的榜样来让你来意识到说？你需要主耶稣在你的生命中。
So I ask you the same question.
所以我问在座的有同样的问题。
Is your obedience a display of your obedience to Christ first and foremost?
你们的孝顺是不是要表现你们在主耶稣里面的孝顺？
Is your obedience in line with the commands and teachings of our Savior?
你们的孝顺是不是符合主耶稣的教训？
Is your obedience for the good of your good alone or for the good of your neighbor as well?
你们的孝顺是不是只为自己好处，而是也为邻舍的好处
？So not only so children obey their parents in the Lord because obedience is proper for the believer as the promise is from the Lord.
儿女应当孝顺父母，在主里孝顺父母，因为这是神带应许的。
The second command found in verse 4.
第二个命令是在第四节里面。
Shows us this, that parents bring up their children in the Lord because parents are in the Lord.
做父母亲的，照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
We are often to tell our children the commands of verses 1 through 4, and a very witty child will come back and say, well, what about verse 4?
通常我们做父母的会告诉孩子第一到第三节。但如果你孩子足够聪明的话，他会问你第四节怎么。
When a parent comes to me and says, "Hey, teach my children Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 through 3."
所以假如牧师找你说，你来讲以弗所书六章一到三节。
I want to say to the parent, okay, parent, can I teach you Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4?
那我就会对父母亲讲，我可不可以教你以弗所书六章四节。
And so you see in the passage that Paul addresses fathers in particular.
我看到保罗对父母亲尤其讲话。
But this term father is not just the father, but parents.
所以这里讲的父亲并不单单是对父亲，而是指父母的统称。
Because the picture is the same as when we use the term brothers, it's brothers and sisters.
正如我们讲到兄弟的时候，我们其实是讲到的是弟兄跟姐妹。
And yet, I think Paul is addressing fathers because they are to be the head of the household.
但是我觉得保罗在这里讲到父亲的时候，还是在承认父亲是一家之主。
And parents, you are to both teach both your, to raise up your children, both son and daughter, in the Lord.
父母亲，你们要把儿女在主里面养育起来。
So, when we look at this passage, many times I think we are prone to look at it from a classic Asian structure.
通常我们看到这节经文的时候，用带着我们亚洲人的理解来看它。
Father doesn't really raise the children or teach the children.
做父亲的不是要养育教管孩子。
Goes to work, comes home, and is maybe disconnected with his own children.
而是去上班回家，然后中间跟孩子没有很多的交流。
Let me be clear with you. Paul is calling you to greater responsibility.
让我很清楚地告诉大家，做父亲的你在这里有更大的责任。
But it's possible that Paul is putting greater responsibility on the father here. Because many times we associate fathers with harshness, punishment, anger, aggressiveness.
也许我们理解说父亲责任更大，是因为通常我们把父亲跟严厉苛责、毒打来联系在一起。
And we assume compassion, kindness, and nurturing and softness from our mothers.
通常我们会理解另一方面，就是母亲是跟有爱心跟温柔来联系在一起。
But Paul calls for both to be nurturing.
但是保罗在这里号召着我们要做到双方都要做到。
And we all know moms can be just as harsh, just as punishing, just as aggressive.
我们知道从我们经验来讲，母亲也可以同样的苛责。
We got that term tiger mom, right?
这就为什么我们说有虎妈这个称号。
So many of us are often angered when our children, we are angered by our children when we demand them to obey.
我们当中有谁，当我们要求我们的孩子来遵守我们的命令的时候，其实是在惹他们的气呢？
All of the parents know this, right? When you command your child to do something and they don't want to do it, what do they do?
你们都有这样的经验，如果你让你孩子做一件事情而他不愿意做的时候，他会怎么做呢？
They're pouting.
所以他们就会发脾气。
Arms crossed.
胳膊插起来。
They might be mumbling.
甚至嘴巴里可能嘟嘟囔囔。
And even though they do what you ask them to do, are they really truly obeying in the heart?
甚至即便他们去做了，他们心里面是不是顺从呢？
Often not, right?
通常不是的。
And so here's the thing.
所以这里的问题是
，The passage assumes that you and I we are living in the Lord.
这里面的经文先假设说你跟我是在主里面生活的。
It is not so much commanding them, but living in the Lord.
不是命令他们，而是说要顺从主。
If you are to raise them up, bring them up in the Lord, you yourself, I myself, we need to be in the Lord.
所以如果是在主里面养育他们，那我们自己首先要在主里。
So here's a quick list of questions for you to consider.
所以在这里问大家一个很快的问一些问题。
Is your heart hardened or softened as you age in your relationship with the Lord?
当你变老的时候，你跟主的关系心里面是不是变得更加柔软呢？
Are you displaying Jesus more and more each day?
你在生活里是不是更加表现出主耶稣的形象呢？
Does the gospel ignite joy to love brothers and sisters?
福音是不是让你爱父弟兄姐妹的时候更加充满喜乐呢？
Or do you find it troublesome?
还是你很 不情愿的？
Is your attitude sour or bitter when you think about your relationships with people?
当你想到跟周围人的关系的时候，你是不是充满了苦毒呢？
Are there times of deep peace in the midst of anxiety?
在充满焦虑的时候，你心里面内心深处是不是有平安呢？
Or are you biting your nails bare?
还是你不停地咬你的指甲？
Does obeying his word produce happiness in your heart?
遵守神的话语在你的心里有没有带来任何的喜乐呢？
Because teaching your children is not a classroom lecture.
在养育孩子不是在教室里面来教导他们。
It's trade school, it's an internship, it's discipleship.
而是要在一个行业的培训学校里面在手把手。
It's not just teaching them what to do, and more teaching them who to know.
不只是教他们做什么，而是要教他们知道哪一位。
Not just teaching them how to love the Lord, but teaching them how to trust the Lord.
不光是教他们要爱神，而是要信任神。
My fondest memory of this moment was when my brother and I were talking to, I have two brothers, this is the middle brother, were talking to my mom.
我最喜欢的一个回忆就是我跟我的大弟弟，我们在跟我的妈妈讲话的时候。
And my brother said to my mom, you need to be better financial planner.
他跟妈妈说，你应该更好的管理你的钱。
You're going to retire soon.
因为你很快就要退休。
And my mom immediately said to him, I've trusted the Lord all these years and I will continue to do so.
我妈妈很快就说，我这些年一直信任神，我将会继续信任他。
He had nothing to say.
我弟弟无话可说。
So this is when the reality of being a parent is real.
在这个时候做父母的经验就变得非常真实。
Not just to throw up your arms and say the equation doesn't work.
不是只是就是很自暴自弃地说这个公式不再起作用了。
Christopher Yuan in a video on Facebook recently said this, I'm paraphrasing, your responsibility is not to produce godly children, it's to be godly parents.
那位著名的Christopher Yuan 传道人他说在一个 video 里面这样说，他说你作为家长的责任不是要养育一个属神的儿女，而是要做属神的一个父母亲。
Because not only are parents changed by their godly children, but children are changed by their godly parents.
因为我们不只是要影响那个孩子成为属神的，而是孩子要被属神的父母亲来影响。
And it doesn't mean that salvation is going to come by your hand.
并不意思是说通过你自己就可以让他们得到救赎。
Just because I bring up my child in the Lord does not mean they will be believers.
不是说我在主里养育他们，他们就一定会成为信神的人。
We know this example throughout Scripture, David and Absalom.
就像在圣经里面，我们到处看到这样的榜样，大卫和亚沙龙一样。
Eli and his two sons.
或者以利和他的两个儿子。
Samuel and his sons.
撒母耳和他的两个儿子。
Samson and his parents.
山孙和他的父母亲。
You are not your child's savior.
你不是你孩子的救主。
You could be the most godly parent, and yet your child walks away.
你可以成为最属神的父母亲，但你的孩子有可能还是会背离神。
A friend of mine told me once that sometimes parents are so much in the light that children of darkness cannot help but flee from its brightness.
有个朋友对我这样讲，他的做父母的在如此大的光中，以至于他的孩子忍受不了那个光，他要逃离到黑暗里。
Your relationship with God cannot be defined by whether your children follow or not.
你跟主的关系不要用你儿子、你的孩子是否顺从神来界定。
But you are called to obey and encourage.
但是你做父母的要去鼓励他们。
Even if you feel like it will change nothing in your children.
即便你意识到有可能不会带来多大的改变。
Obey because you love the Lord and you know His commands are good.
顺从是因为你爱神，知道他的命令是好的。
Bring up your children in the Lord, regardless of the outcome.
在主里面养育孩子，不管结果是怎么样。
And remember that salvation belongs to the Lord alone.
同时也要知道，救赎是来自主耶稣自己。
So the Christ-centered child-parent relationship must be bound together in each one's relationship to the Lord.
所以以基督为中心的父子关系应该维系在每个人各自跟神的关系之间。
We see that the only equation that is really true in Scripture is this one.
所以我们知道圣经里面真正起作用的一个公式是这样的。
That sinful parents have sinful children.
就是有罪的父母亲一定带来有罪的孩子。
Only God by His mercy and grace can break that cycle.
只有神借着他的恩典和慈爱能够打破这个循环。
It is by God's grace alone that your child will put their trust in Jesus.
是借着神的恩典，你的孩子才会信任、信靠他。
That they will walk in Him all their days.
在他的道路上行。
So be humbled and glad to participate in His work that is in you and through you for your children.
所以要谦卑喜乐的，让主耶稣借着你在你儿女身上做工。
And may we ever be on our knees for Him. And may you be free to show Christ and plead with Him for your children.
让我们都要跪在他面前，来向神来祈祷，让他对我们的儿女施恩。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。